Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Raptors post-game recap. It's your girl, Veronica Harris. Today, we're going to be talking real quick about the Atlanta Hawks, who visited the Toronto Raptors last night. It was a good game. It wasn't. I thought Toronto would blow Atlanta out of the water, to be honest with you. I thought they would have at least a 10-point lead. That wasn't the case. Toronto won 104 to 101, and that was only decided, to be honest, within the last 40 seconds of the game. It was an absolutely fantastic game. We'll touch on the homage to Vince Carter in a moment, but who I really want to recognize from the Atlanta Hawks is guard Trae Young. Now, Trae Young isn't a big guy, okay? He's only 6'2 and 180 pounds, but the way he drives to the net and the way he finesses the ball and just doesn't let size get in his way. I mean, he's going up against Serge Ibaka and Pascal Siakam. He's a thin guy, but he's a big guy. And even Kyle Lowry, Trae Young and Kyle Lowry went at it last night. It was absolutely fantastic to watch. Trae put up 19 points, 4 assists, and 5 rebounds. Though he was not the Atlanta Hawks' lead scorer, though. It was Jeremy Lin, Linsanity, who, yes, guys, he is still in the league, who put up 20 points, 9 assists, and 4 rebounds. Now, I would just like to say that it wasn't these two from Atlanta that helped bring the Hawks so close. You had John Collins, okay? You also had DeAndre Bembry. You had Dwayne Dedmon, who, yes, also plays center, 7 foot, 245. But I just think that it was such a great team effort and a great game to watch that I do need to pay respect to Atlanta Hawks. Now, we all love Vince Carter. It was a huge, huge, huge deal in the arena last night. Although Vince only played 13 minutes and put up 6 points, he is still one of Toronto's best loved sons, let's be honest. I'm 99% sure that he will come home and he will play at least for a season or even a day and get his jersey up in those rafters because, I mean, he is the oldest player in the league, Vince Carter. I believe he's, what, 40, 42? So his experience in the league has been 20 years, and I just end on a high note, Vince, come home, let's bring your banner up, number 15, no one could wear it again, and let's end it there. But now we can talk about the Toronto Raptors. They, like I said in the beginning, they're a little bit stinky, let's say, to be polite, in the first quarter. They're playing like elementary kids, to be honest with you. Turnovers, missed shots, just silly plays. I mean, Nick Nurse had to call a few timeouts within the first half just to wake them up. Now, timeouts obviously worked because they won. Kawhi Leonard led the game, 31 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds. Now, Kyle Lowry, he did take a few. He was getting a little saucy towards the end of the game, which I'm not a fan of. And I'll tell you why. Kawhi put up 16 points, 6 assists, and 2 rebounds. What had happened within the last minute was the Toronto Raptors stole the ball, okay? Let me reiterate this for you real quick. Toronto Raptors, they stole the ball. Kyle Lowry went to half. He then, I don't know what it was. It was definitely not even a legal block. It was not a legal screen. It was not, like, the guy just stood there and let John Collins run right into him. It was basically like a wall. And how the refs didn't call that, guys, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this. I don't like bullying. And to me, honestly, it looked like bullying. If you guys can go back and watch the tape, it was intentional. He knew it wasn't a legal block, but I don't know. Maybe the refs were tired of arguing with Kyle Lowry the rest of the game. I don't know. But I wasn't a fan of that, and I really, really hope that that's not something that becomes normal in the league. A huge shout out to referee wearing number 75, Ashley Moyer-Gleach, who was the fourth ever full-time female ref in the NBA. And I think where a lot of this started for Kyle Lowry is when she gave him a tech for basically mouthing off to him. Because she didn't call what I think was a fair bucket on the other end of the court. So, Kyle, take a deep breather, relax, don't worry, you got another game to play. You gotta go to Brooklyn on Friday, where tip-off is at 7:30. I'll be here, I'll be watching the game. Toronto Raptors are now 31-12. Brooklyn is 20-22, so Toronto's hoping to make that 32-12. And guys, don't forget the Men of Action Vote today at nba.com/vote for Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry. Get them in the All-Star game. I myself am trying to get to that Charlotte All-Star weekend. So, hey, if you guys want to also vote for me to go, I'm down. I'll set up a poll soon. All right. Thanks, guys, and we'll catch you later.